AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. The White House says starting next week, a website will make free coronavirus tests available. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
COVIDtests.gov will start accepting orders Wednesday. Each residential address can get 4 tests. Shipping is free, but likely won't be fast. The White House says tests will typically go out within a week to 12 days after ordered. President Biden announced last month the U.S. would launch the program with 500 million tests, and yesterday said he'd double it.
I mean, 1 billion tests in total.
Officials say they're ready to handle the website launch and expected demand for tests, though memories of the Obama administration's disastrous healthcare.gov rollout remain fresh. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Biden administration is threatening to take back some coronavirus relief money from Arizona. The state has 60 days to remove language discouraging families and school districts from following federal guidance recommending face coverings in schools. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says Russia is raising suspicions about its intent in Ukraine.
We have information that indicates Russia has already pre-positioned a group of operatives to conduct a false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. The operatives are trained in urban warfare and in using explosives to carry out acts of sabotage against Russia's own proxy forces.
Russia maintains they don't plan to invade Ukraine. Retail sales slipped last month after a record holiday season. Jack Kleinhans is with the National Retail Federation.
It easily exceeded our forecast and actually set a new record despite all the challenges that the economy's faced in terms of inflation, supply chain disruptions, and of course the ongoing pandemic.
A federal judge declined to temporarily stop the executions of 2 Oklahoma inmates who are scheduled to die in the coming weeks. A mixed showing by stocks at the close. This is AP News. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's office is apologizing in Britain to the royal family for a lockdown-defying party at Downing Street on the eve of Prince Philip's funeral.
The revelation that government staff had a gathering not in line with coronavirus restrictions is the latest in a string of rule-breaking social events that are threatening to topple the British Prime Minister. Johnson's spokesman says it's deeply regrettable that this took place at a time of national mourning, and number 10 has apologised to the palace. The Daily Telegraph newspaper says staff drank, danced and socialised on April 16 last year. The next day, the widowed queen sat alone in the church during her husband's funeral service in order to adhere to social distancing rules. Charles de Ledesma, London.
A court is ordering a Milwaukee man accused of killing 6 people when he drove an SUV through a suburban Christmas parade must stand trial. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.